Thank the Lord. Let me repeat my thankfulness to all.
首先我再说，我心里面充满着感谢神的心，因为是在神恩待我，让我有这次的福分，跟各位一同思想神的话语。
I really thank the Lord for this opportunity that I can share the Word of God with you.
其次，我是非常感谢这次华福会的筹备会，让他们给我一个机会，让我能够侍奉。
And also, secondly, I want to thank the steering committee of NICOS for inviting me to come to share the Word of God with you.
而且我也非常感谢弟兄姊妹有这样的忍耐。也是为我祷告，我实在很有把握的感觉到，就是因为各位的祷告，我才敢站在这里跟各位一同分享神的道。
I also want to thank you for you brothers and sisters have been upholding me in prayer, only because of your prayer that I have this confidence to come before you to share the word of God with you.
我觉得没有像这样的更好的机会，有那么多的同工、教牧同工、牧师们。能够特别为一个小童工像我这样的为我祷告，也特别感觉到。
It's a rare occasion that so many of our co-workers and co-laborers can gather together to study, and especially a humble servant like myself to come before you to share with you.
也是有很多的弟兄姊妹那么样的追求，在主的恩典里面能够跟我们一同分享。这实在是无上的福分。
And I also want to thank the Lord that there are so many brothers and sisters who are so eager to pursue into the depth of the Word of God.
正好像是我自己所预期的，恐怕我不能够把这一段的圣经从40章到55章在以赛亚书里面的真理能够充分的十足的表达出来。
And as I had predicted that I cannot fully expound in details the richness of the passage of Isaiah 40 to 55.
在西方的世界，在学术界，在研究圣经的学术界里面，已经研究了200年这一段整个的这个圣经。但愿我们华人教会能够真实从这一段圣经里面有更多的看见。而且有更实际的行动。
The Western scholars have spent the last 2 centuries to study the profound meanings of this passage, and I wish that in our Chinese circle there will be more people follow this kind of scholarly pursuit into the mystery and the richness of the Word of God.
我请求你们也正是从现在开始能够多读这一段。当然除了其他的经文以外，我也一定答应各位，我也从现在开始还要再努力，要好好的来读，补满我在这几次所讲的所思想的不足。
May I encourage you from now on to engage in a serious study of this passage, and I also like to promise you that I would continue to do more research in this area.
希望2年以后这本书可以出来，因为我愿意继续的努力，请各位也为我祷告，也鼓励我，甚至于也能够教导我关于在整个的圣经里面你所得着的，从神那里所得着的这样的真理方面的了解。我相信一定能够对华人的教会有所贡献。
And I hope that after 2 years I can put the book in publication, and may the Lord guide me, and may I have a teachable attitude and heart so that when I engage in this study that I may be able to put the thing together in a better form so that the Chinese churches may be benefited by this richness of this book.
在第三首仆人之诗，就是我们昨天所读到的50章，可以说是仆人的克西马尼园，因为在那里他已经在父神的面前接受那个苦悲。
In the third hymn of the servant, as we studied yesterday, it is really the Old Testament Gethsemane of the servant, a servant of the Gethsemane.
那么我们现在所看到第四首的仆人之诗，应该是从52章的13节开始。 那么一直等到五十三章的整章，这是第四首的仆人之诗。
Now the fourth hymn of the servant starts from the 13th verse of chapter 52 and the whole chapter 53.
这可以说是仆人的哥哥他，因为在那里他钉在十字架上，为我们受苦、受死、受难。为的就是让我们能够得着他的恩典，救赎的恩典。
Now it is a really Golgotha of the servant. In the Old Testament that he was hung on the cross for our sins, for our penalties, and for our curse.
但愿我们要跟随主的脚中心，让我们今天早晨，我们每一个人的心灵跟着他，一直跟到他在哥哥他上上。我们站在十字架的底下，抬起头来仰望主。因为每逢我们来到主面前的时候，十字架就活化在我们眼前。
And may we follow the footprints of the servant as we read these passages. We follow the spirit and the attitude of the servant, and then we may come to the cross. And whenever we come to the cross, we look upon the one who was hanging on the cross, and that should be our example.
在新约里面，至少有十四次以上，至少我所知道有十四次。就是引用我们现在所读到的这段经文，就是五十二章十三节开始，一直读到五十三章的末了。
In the New Testament, at least there are 14 times, as far as I know, use this portion of the passage to talk about the cross.
现在我们就来读五十二章的十三节到十五节。这个可以说是一个整个的概括的意思，然后我们就看到这位受苦的仆人怎么样为我们担当了罪，成就了救赎的工作。
So we are going to commence to read from verse 13 to 15 of chapter 52, which is a general introduction to this hymn, the fourth hymn of the servant.
我们好像在这里所看到的是耶和华神他自己所说的话，是他自己所宣告的真理。
And we, from here, we see that God himself is speaking to us and revealing the truth to us.
然后在五十三章第一节开始，那是先知的话。
And then, beginning from the verse 1 in chapter 53, is the word of the prophet.
五十二章十三节。
52:13.
我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高，许多人因他惊奇。他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled by him at him.His appearance was so disfigured beyond of any man, and his form merit beyond human likeness. And will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him? For what they were not told, they will see. For what they have not heard, they will understand.
我们在这一段经文里面能够看到，这一位仆人是被神所高举。
And we see the servant is being lifted up by God.
受人的惊奇，觉得非常的惊奇，怎么这样一个仆人能够得着高举，能够得着这样的尊崇呢？
People were utterly amazed why such a servant would be exalted.
是的，因为当十字架被举，当主被举起来的时候，我们就知道那个吸引万人来归他。
Yes.When the cross is lifted up, will draw all men unto himself.
我们相信这里面所说的仆人是指着以色列民族。我们更相信这个仆人是指着主耶稣，因为圣经在使徒行传里面不是那个安提阿伯的太监特别问腓力的时候，腓力就以后就解释这个五十三章里面的真理。
Now, of course, the servant here is the people of Israel as a nation, but more specifically, the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the eunuch, in the book of Acts, when Philip went to him and he expounded this passage to him.
我们也相信，这也是对我们说的，因为我们是他的仆人。 我们是福音的传人。
And we also believe that this is also referring to us because we are his servants and we are the message carrier.
也许我们不被人重视，也许甚至于被人藐视，但是如果我们肯付福音的代价，神一定会让我们高举，人一定感觉到惊奇，福音的能力一定能够出去。
Perhaps people don't look upon us as too much, and people would despise us. But as we faithfully proclaim the word, God will exalt us.
最值得研究的就是十五节，因为在这里说这样，他被洗净许多国民。
And we want to emphasize verse 15. So will he sprinkle many nations.
也许各位能够注意到，在中文有写两个小字。就是说鼓动许多国民。
In the Chinese, there's two little words there to stir many nations.
200年来，学者们一直为了这两个名词在那里研究，甚至在那里辩论，就是到底是洗净的对呢，还是鼓动的对？
Now, in the last 200 years, scholars been debating about these two little words, whether it's really stirred or really purified.Or cleanse.
因为在这个希腊文的译本，就是旧约的希腊文译本啊 ，Septuagint， 其实是一本里面呢，所翻译的是鼓动。为什么会这样的翻译呢？这是非常非常值得让我们注意到的事。
Now in the Septuagint, these two words were translated stirred, or to, I think stir, right?
Stir. Yeah.那么原因是这个地方，因为是到现在为止，最到不能够说到现在为止，应该这样说，是在近年来啊，我们一直感觉到几乎可以说呢，其实是一本是最旧的古卷。
Until most recently, the oldest manuscript,
总之就是其实是一本 Septuagint.
The Septuagint translation.
也许有人感觉到啊，旧约不是希伯来文写的吗？但是希伯来文的古卷，最老的古卷还比不上七十四译本。虽然七十四译本已经是希腊文的翻译，就是从把希伯来文翻成希腊文。
The oldest passage on oldest manuscript of the in the Hebrew text is not as old as the Septuagint.
那么然后我们就知道呢，以后在一九四五年四七年左右的那个时间，不是发现那个所谓死海古卷吗？在这个 Qumran Discoveries Qumran Community 他们在那里有个修道院，在那里所发现的古卷里面，他们的研究呢，觉得这个洗净是要被鼓动还靠得住。
And then in the as you remember in 1945 to 47, the Dead Sea Scroll was found in the Qumran community, and according to the scholars' study on this passage, purified or cleansed is better than stirred.
让我再纠正一下，不应该到说1945没有，实际上是1946到1947左右那个时间。
1946 and 47. Let me just correct it.
当然我觉得这个洗净是非常有意思的，因为在这里面就说到这个仆人有救赎的能力，因为是用血或者用水甚至用油来洗净。
So I want to emphasize the cleanse, the word cleanse or purify has a redemptive meaning in it because the servant has come to cleanse either with blood or with water.
还有用油
or with oil.
今天我们要承受福音的使命。
And today, as we receive the Great Commission,
我相信我们需要洗净的经验。
And we need that cleansing experience.
因为我们需要主用水来洗我们洁净。
And we want the Lord to cleanse us with water.
用真理来洁净我们。
And to purify us with truth.
当然，更重要的就是用他的血来洁净我们。甚至我们已经蒙恩得救的人，我们还是常常需要让他的宝血在我们身上有随时的功效。
Of course, most importantly is that we should be cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. And as believers, we ought to be continue to be cleansed with the blood of Christ.
还有就是油，因为神的主的高油在我们身上，我们才有圣灵的能力，圣灵也做更新的洁净的工作，叫我们能够全然成圣。
And then of course we need the anointing of the oil because the oil will cleanse us and also will empower us to do the work of the gospel.
但这里面所说的不是仆人得到洁净，所得到洁净的是许多的国民。
And down here, it is not just a servant to be cleansed, but all nations and all people are cleansed.
事实上是仆人叫别的人那个得洁净。
And actually, it is the servants that make other people to be purified.
是主他自己用他的血来洁净我们。
It is the Lord Jesus with his own blood to cleanse other people.
是主他自己用他的水来洁净我们。
It is the Lord with his own water to cleanse other people.
用他自己的灵，用他自己的膏油来膏抹我们，来洁净我们，来更新我们。
And with his oil to anoint us, and with his and to empower us.
那么，然而我们有这个责任，我们要把这个洁净的能力要传递出去，因为我们是他的仆人，我们是福音的传人。
If we are in that position, then we ought to go out and to cleanse other people and other nations.
We pass on to. We need to go out and bring this power to the people.
And so we ought to carry out this power of the gospel.
所以结果有些人他们未曾听见的现在明白了，未曾看见的现在明白了，让耶和华的知识那个充满全地，好像水充满洋海一般。
And so the people who have never who heard but have never understood, those people see but have never seen, will now see and will now heard like a big river that spread like a flood all over the world.
耶和华的知识要充满全地，好像水充满洋海一样。
And the knowledge of the word of God will cover the earth as the water cover the ocean.
在以赛亚书里面引用，在哈巴谷书里面也用这句话，很可能这是当时以色列人中间所常用的字。但愿这也是今天在我们教会里面常用的字。耶和华的知识要充满全地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Now the word that used by the prophet Habakkuk or Isaiah that the knowledge of God to fill the earth and as the water fill the ocean, and the same expression will be ours today to use in the world.
知识就是那么样的重要，耶和华的知识让很多的人都能够认识神。怎么样认识法呢？好像水充满洋海一般，是那么样的广，也是那么样的深。
The important is that the knowledge of God so covered, it is talking about the breadth and the depth of the word of God, and this is the way that we ought to spread the gospel.
现在我们就是来看整个的这个仆人之诗，特别是第四首的受苦的仆人之诗。
Now we are going to look at the fourth hymn concerning the suffering servant.
一共五节，好像唱诗一样的五有五节，每一节呢全部有三节的经文。
There are five stanzas, and each stanza has five verses.
Three verses,
like a hymn, going on and on.
如果你有功夫，你数数看，每一节越来越长，越来越长，越来越长。
And if you have time, you will see that each stanza it goes longer and longer as it progresses.
所以是非常美丽的诗歌。
It's a very beautiful hymn.
当我们那个反复的读的时候，一定能够蒙受极大的恩惠。
And as we read it repeatedly, and we will receive more and more.
加尔文 John Calvin 他曾经把这五十三章写成过一本书。完全来解释这个诗五十三章里面的内容，实在太丰富了。
And John Calvin he used a whole book to write about this one hymn. It is really very rich.
记得在九年前，1974年的时候，曾经有一个罗尚的会议。可能我们这次参加北美华富会的，我想至少有十个人以上，我们都在瑞士的罗桑，在那里开这个福音的聚会。
I remember in 1974, in the Lausanne Congress, at least 10 people here went there for that great congress.
我们觉得那里面是在这个节目非常的丰富，也是真是觉得有很多福音方面的这个方法，福音的原则，很多的研究，大家都参加的时候非常的兴奋。
I'm sure that many of us are very excited because the program was very rich and there are many evangelistic methods suggested and as well as good contents for us.
但是我自己个人的感受，我比这个那个会议感受的更深的是另外还有一件事情。
But for me, the most the thing that impressed me most personally is this.
就是从罗桑到那个日内瓦的那个地方啊， 日内瓦有个 Reformation Wall， 就是改革宗教改革的一个纪念的一个墙。
It is from Luzon to Geneva. There is a Reformation Wall as you enter into.
在那个上面就写着，用拉丁文写出来，意思就是说，黑暗之后光明。
And down here, behind this darkness, there is light.
我们也看到在那里有礼拜堂，在一个大的礼拜堂旁边有个小礼拜堂啊，是这个 John Calvin 每天早晨从七点半开始啊就有查经。现在我们所看到的加尔文的一些书啊，大部分都是每天他查经的时候所讲的，记录下来整理之后，到现在还出版，现在还应用，而且到现在还是有很重要的信息。
And then as you enter in, there is a big church, and beside it there's a small church, and that's where John Calvin used to teach every morning 7:30. And most of the writings now, some of them were published, and some of them are still being published. And the profound influence and profound meaning in all his studies.
我在那个地方，我不能够不徘徊在那个 Reformation Wall 那个地方。我不能够不徘徊在那个小礼拜上的时候，我说今天神啊，今天华人的教会需要有这样的深度的对圣经方面的研究，让我们的教会真正的能够看到黑暗之后光明。
And then as I was stalking back and forth in the chapel there, and my heart cried out to God, Oh God, I wish that there are more Chinese would follow the footsteps of John Calvin to do a more in-depth study of the Word of God so that our church may be powerful and enriched.
是的，我们相信我们华人的教会今天实在需要从神的话语里面有更深度的认识，有更深度的接受，有更深度的实行，而且能够把这样福音的负担能够真正的带出去，这相信一定是神对我们华人教会的旨意。
Yes, the Chinese churches today really need in-depth study of the Bible, the Word of God, and a deeper understanding of the Word of God, and to carry and to apply to our daily lives, so that the gospel may be powerful and spread to all nations.
现在我们来读第二节，就是接受诗的第二节，就是在五十三章的一节到三节。
And so we read from verse 1 to verse 3.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露了？他像他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根生于干地。他无家性美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不堪的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
这是先知的叹息。
This is the sign of a prophet.
这是福音的传人的叹息。
This is the sign of the message carrier.
我们所传的有谁信呢？有的时候，正是当我们传福音的时候，没有人接受。
Who would be listening to our message?
有很多很多的因素。
There are many factors.
这是必然的，这也是自然的，因为一般的人他们不认识神。
It has to be, and it ought to be, because many people don't understand the word of God.
然而，我们相信耶和华的话一定会出去。耶和华的膀臂一定会显露。
Nonetheless, we believe the word of God must go forth and must penetrate into the hearts of the people.
我们在这里看到 Hebrew literary device, 因为这是一个 rhetorical question. 他问的就是说，他是好像是 expecting negative answer. 意思就是说呢，我们所传的有谁信呢？没有人信。耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？不会显露。但是另外一方面，这就是希伯来语文的方法，先是否定的，从否定里面能够看到肯定。
Now, down here, we have to understand the Hebrew writing, a literary device, and the prophet was using the negative while people are expecting the negative answer, but out from the negatives, the prophet brings up the positive message.
我们所传的有谁信呢?
Who would believe our message?
有人信。
Some people will believe.
很多的人信。
Many people will believe.
很多的人会反应。
And many people will
react. 我们怎么知道这个呢?
How do we know that?
因为在这个第一 第一节的时候，我意思就是说，52章的这个13节到15节里面所讲的，讲到许多人因他惊奇，他那个洗净许多的国民，神的话语有功效，十字架的道理有能力。
Because in the first stanza, that is in chapter 52, verses 13 to 15, down here, many people were appalled and were surprised because of him. But many nations, many people will be cleansed.
耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？向很多的人，不但向我们，也向他们，也向更遥远的人们。因为耶和华的膀臂的意思就是能力的意思。耶和华的能力一定会出来，因为福音本是。 神的大能.
To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And the arm of God is in a figure of speech is representing the power of God. But many people will know, and because the gospel is the power of God.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
He grew up before him like a tender shoot.
我们不能就不想到 在一个很遥远的时候，不是在伊甸园里面有生命树吗？
And when we think back to the Garden of Eden, it wasn't there. It's the fruit of the tree of life.
但是人不接受生命树的果子。
But people do not receive the fruit, the fruit of the tree of life.
神为我们人所预备的是乐园，但是人所选择的是旷野。
But when God prepared the garden of a paradise for us, and yet a man would choose wilderness.
旷野,
wilderness.
是没有水的地方, 干旱无水之地。
It is a barren a place, no water.
这个地图是很干旱的。
And that the ground is completely dry.
但是我们看到这个嫩芽生长起来很艰难的，很喜欢很慢的。 但是很坚定的，很稳健的，慢慢慢慢长起来，这棵生命的树又长起来。
And down here, the picture is given to us is that in the fertile ground, real dry, hopeless, and very hard, and yet from that, the life begins to sprout out and come up strongly and strongly, and the tree of life is growing up again.
我们记得在这个十字架，就是在那个哥哥他的地方，就是好像是那么样的一个非常干旱的地方。但是我们看见十字架树立起来，神的儿子为你我，为全世界的人。
And down here, when we see Golgotha, we see that that also is a dry ground, but out from the dry ground, the cross was lifted up, the Son of Man died, and light is flowing out from the cross. This servant is a suffering servant.
因为这个工作，神的使命。
Because the work of God and the mandate of the gospel, it is a suffering mandate.
昨天早晨我们曾经提到过 mission is passion.
昨天我们讲过这个宣教就是受苦。所以求主那个怜悯我们，让我们现在那个看到，事实上我们所注意到的。
这里面用受苦的这字眼，用不同的受苦的字眼。
And down here, I'd like to point out that when we say suffering, the writer used many different words to describe the suffering.
藐视是受苦。
Despise is suffering.
厌弃是受苦。
Rejected is suffering.
痛苦是受苦。
Agonizing is suffering.
忧患是受苦。
Sorrows is suffering.
被神击打苦待了是受苦。
God strike him and stricken him also
suffering.受害是受苦。
Suffering is also suffering.
受刑罚是受苦。
And suffering the penalty also suffering.
这里用不同样的字眼，无非说明。
And in all these words, it's just to describe, it is a suffering servant.
在 Handel 写弥赛亚的圣曲的时候
，And when Handel writes the Messiah，
当他用第三节的时候，五十三章第三节是一个新的一段的这个开始的时候
，And when he used the third verse in chapter 53 is the beginning of the third session，
他没有办法写下去
，He could not continue to write on。
当别的人看到他的时候。
But when people look at him,
他就流着眼泪，趴在这个桌子上，一直的流泪，因为他觉得这就是神所做成功的救赎的工作。
And but when people saw him, and then he bowed down and he cried because he sees that is the redemption of God being accomplished.
所以他就充满了眼泪，他就一直的就继续的把这个圣经。
And his eyes were filled with tears, and then he continued to write.
各位，让我们读圣经的时候，有这样的感受。
And may when we read the Bible, may we have the same kind of inspiration.
让我们真正想到主的受苦的时候，让我们有这种经济感，也有这种使命感。
And when we read the word of God, we have the same kind of the same sense of expectation and also a sense of a commission.
正好像昨天曾经提过，如果福音、如果救恩是需要用血的代价才能够成就的，照样这个福音的传扬也需要用血的代价、泪的代价、眼泪的代价。
As mentioned yesterday, if the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ is accomplished by the shedding of blood, and so will we have to accomplish through the shedding of blood, and if through by shedding tears, and we likewise have to shed our tears.
现在我们一同读第三节，第三个 stanza， 就是从第四节一直到第五节。
Now we shall look upon the third stanza, that is from verse four to six.
好不好？让我们每个人，我们大家读，读的声音稍微轻一点，不是大声的读，就是我们一边读的时候一边思想，我们真是感谢主。因为主为我们成就这么大的工作。
Why don't we just read together? When we read, so we read it softly and meditate upon the meaning of these words.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。那只他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚。我们的平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们的医治，我们都犹如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。在第四节里面，我们就看到提到四件事情，他替代我们的，正好像彼得前书里面所说的，义的代替，替代不义的。
Down here in the fourth stanza, there are four things.Mentioned here, that is the righteous for the unrighteous.
Substitutionally or vicariously. 就是说他代替的，他替代的。
That is substitutionary vicarious suffering.
我们的罪孽，我们的忧患，他来担当。
Our iniquity and our sins, he bore it on himself.
我们的痛苦，他为我们。
Our afflictions, he bore it on himself.
我们应该受刑罚，他替我们刑罚。
We ought to suffer penalty, but he took our place instead.
我们应该受神的击打，他替我们受神的击打。
We ought to be stricken by God instead. He took the stripes.
意思这个替代的意思，不单是在第四节里面，也在第六节里面。
This idea of substitution is not only in verse 6 but also in verse 4.
不单是第四节也是第六节。
Not only in verse 4 but it's also in verse 6.
是我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，替代的。
And all our sins are put upon him.
还有就是因为他受鞭打，是因为我们百姓的罪过。第八节也是替代的意思。
And also that because of our sins, he was stricken. And then also in verse 8 has the same meaning.
在第十节，耶和华定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，就是要让他成为赎罪祭。这又是替代的意思。
Verse 4 that smitten by him and was afflicted, and that is to substitute for us.
在第十一节里面，他要担当他们的罪孽，又是替代的意思。
And down in verse 11, he suffered the sins of ours, also meaning of substitution.
在十二节里面，他却担当多人的罪，还是讲到替代 的意思。
And he suffered the sin for many people, also carried the ideas of a suffering, a substitution.
没有一张圣经里面用那么多的代名词 pronouns, third person and first person, 第一人称跟第三人称，他他他，我们我们我们。
There is no chapter in the Bible use so many personal pronouns, he, we, or his or ours, and so on.
是的。根据我所计算到的，好像讲到他或者他的或者他呢，一共有47次之多啊。如果讲到我们，有14次之多，可见的主他的救赎是这么样的 personal， 是这样的直接，让我们每一个人可以享受，个人可以得到救恩。
Now in
团体的是个人的。
Now in my calculation in the original, the word he or his and so on and him used 47 times in this one chapter, and we and ours and us about 14 times.
我中文圣经没有那么多，中文圣经大概我算上大概35或者36个，那么但是就是讲到他我们呢也有12次之多。
Now in the Chinese Bible maybe 35, 36 times for the he and him.And so on, but for ours maybe 12 times and so on.
我们的主，神的仆人，他是一位忧患的主。
And our Lord, our Master is a suffering servant, a sorrowful servant.
我们知道这位受苦的仆人，他也是一个沉默 silent， 是一个沉默的神。这仆人他什么都不愿意讲话。
And we also know, learn that this suffering servant also is a silent servant.
各位你看
He doesn't speak much.
在第七节里面怎么说呢？
What does he say in verse 7?
两次提到他的沉默，他不讲话。
Two times referring to his silence.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
他像羊羔被遣到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is silent, and he did not open his mouth.
我们记得当耶稣基督在受审者的面前，他喊得的时候没有开口。
And we remember the Lord Jesus when he was standing before the judgment. Many times he remained silent.
为什么不开口呢？
Why didn't he open his mouth?
是他害怕吗？
Was he afraid?
我相信不是。
No.
因为他勇往直前地走上十字架的道路。
Because he was courageously walked toward the cross.
他没有惧怕。
He wasn't afraid.
那么为什么他不开口呢？
Why didn't he open his mouth?
是不是因为他犹豫不决，不知道应该怎么样来应对这个审判者？
Was he hesitant? Because he didn't know how to answer them? And that's why he kept silent?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们昨天早晨读到五十章的以赛亚书第五十章第七节的地方有一句话，昨天没有时间，我没有讲。
Yesterday, when we read chapter 50, verse 7, which we did not mention,
他说，我硬着脸面，好像坚石。
Therefore, have I set my face like flint?
怎么表明他的这个脸好像石头一样呢？
Like a face, like a stony face.
表明他非常的坚定。
It is talking about his
determination.
Determination.
所以在这个路加福音第九章第五十一节怎么说呢？
And for this reason, in Luke chapter verse 51, he said,
耶稣他定义往耶路撒冷去。
Jesus determined to go to Jerusalem.
有的英文翻译就是 fixed his face. 他的脸就是这么样的，动都不能动。他的方向确定，就往这个方向走。
Some translation said that he fixed his face toward Jerusalem.
换句话说，我们就很清楚的能够看到，他不是犹豫，他的沉默不是有犹豫的关系。
Another word that there is no hesitancy in his attitude and in his mind.
是不是表明他很大漠呢？反正你们这些人胡搞，让你们去搞，我根本完全不理睬。
Was he cynical about it because there's so many people there? I just ignore you and don't care about you.
不是，因为耶稣基督他心里面难过，他看到人不肯悔改，他要把他钉在十字架上。
No, the Lord that was really inwardly was agonizing because people don't understand. understand and don't receive and don't repent.
当然，罗马的当政者不明白。
Of course, the Roman government officials don't understand.
但是为什么犹太人也不明白呢？
Why is it that the Jews don't understand?
这个弥赛亚的盼望是经过那么多年代的时间，应该犹太人应该明白了吧？
The messiahship concept, it is, has been going through for so many thousand years. Why don't they understand?
所以耶稣基督他为耶路撒冷哀哭啊。因为他心里面觉得难过，有很多的人还没有觉悟，还没有感觉到有接受救恩的需要。
And for this reason that he cried for Jerusalem, even though that salvation is at hand, and yet people do not see it, do not understand it, and do not receive it.
各位，如果我们要接受福音的使命，我们也需要爱哭。为很多的人爱哭。
Brothers and sisters, if we are taking the great commission, we also have to weep for the people.
有的时候我读到这个十九世纪的那个时候，在英国的这个情形，我心里面很受感动。
And sometimes when I read the history of the 19th century in England, my heart was greatly stirred.
我们知道，在这个十九世纪的这个转变，就是那个世纪的开始的时候，不是有工业革命吗？
And as we remember now, in the 19th century, in England, there is an industrial revolution.
在工业革命之后，那一种的这个经济的发展，资本主义的发展，是一种非常病态而且非常危险的状况。
Now, the consequence of the industrial revolution brings about many sickness and abnormality, abnormal social developments.
在伦敦的西区 ，Mayflower 地区。
In the west side of London, the Mayflower district.
那个地方就是穷奢极恶，很多的人过着非常奢侈的生活。
And in that district, many people were suffering with hunger and a life of desolation.
到了礼拜天的时候，每个人都穿了端端正正的，大模大样的，就是大摇大摆的，就是来到礼拜堂里面做礼拜。
And many people dressed very formally and dressed very nicely, and walk into the church to worship.
他们没有社会的关怀。
And they have no social concern.
他们完全没有一种对人怜悯的态度。
And there is no merciful and no mercy in their hearts toward others.
但在伦敦的东区充满了罪恶，充满了污秽，因为在那里很贫穷的人都住在那里。
But in the eastern part of London, it was filled with poor people, filled with wickedness and sins, and no one seemed to care about them.
在那个时候，就有在这个 British Museum， 在英国的博物馆里面，我们知道 British Museum 的后面就是很大的图书馆，有很多的藏书。
And then, at the back of the museum, the British Museum is a great library.
有一个人坐在那里，一天到晚在那里写。
And there was one person sat there all day long writing.
你知道是谁吗？
Who was he?
Karl Marx, 马克思。
That was Karl Marx.
当他写作的时候。
When he was writing,
不要以为他就是一个社会经济学家，他就在那里要制造一套他自己的理论。
And he was not only doing a scholarly work, writing his economic theory, or social theory.
因为当他写的时候，他心里面实在感觉到一定要把这本书写出来。
And when he was writing that book, he was determined to write that book.
实在是有一种 conviction， 很坚强的信念。
Because there was a strong, immovable conviction within him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他看到社会的病态，看到资本主义的病态。
And he sees the sickness of society and the vice of capitalism.
有的时候他写的累的时候，他就站起来，就站在这个 British Museum 的这个窗户那里望出去，后面有一条街。
And then when he was tired of writing, he would stood up and walk to the east side and look out from the window.
他看见了一些妇女们，看见一些孩子童工啊，就是到工厂去，已经还没有到年龄的这个小孩子，为了生活的缘故，拿着这个饭盒，很瘦弱的一步一步的就往那个工厂那里去。
And when he looked out, he see women that are working hard and children, child labor was so prevalent, and they were very skinny and poor, and they carried that small little lunch bag and walking to work.
他说这个世界一定要改变。
And this kind of society has to be changed.
他说这个资本主义一定要打倒。
The capitalism must be destroyed.
destroyed.
And socialism must prevail.
他好像带着这种宗教家的热忱啊，就是在那里写这本书。
There is that religious a zeal carried with him to write the book.
不关乎他的这个学说能够这么广泛，甚至今天这个世界的混乱，也不能够不说没有他的影响力。
And today the chaos of society and many vices as a result of his book and of his influence of his book.
但是神是历史的主。
But God is a God of history.
我们的第一天早晨就说到神他是历史的主。
And the first day we talk about it, that God is a God of history.
神在那里管理。
And God, his invisible hand is control.
神在那里施恩。
And God is giving his mercy.
神在伦敦的地方兴起两个很重要的人。
And God raised two very important men in London.
一个就是 Charles Spurgeon.One, 讲台王子
and one is Charles Spurgeon, the prince of pulpit.
当他讲到的时候，那个叫很多的人从罪恶里面从那边转回过来。
When he preaches, many people turn from vices to God.
就是把这个英国的命运从一种非常危险的状况当中转变过来。
And he changed the fate of England from the dangerous situation into a nation army.
他就觉得。怎么样能够把福音带给一些贫穷的人呢
？How can I carry out the gospel to the poor？
因为他真正的有福音的使命。
Because he had the real sense of great the gospel commission。
他早晨起来的时候
，When he rose up in the morning，
他就拿了一本圣经。
He took up his Bible，
到东区的地方去。
And he walked to the east side of London。
他就在那里走来走去。
And he walked back and forth。
有的时候他站在一些高的地方，就一直在那里看东区的一帮人的。
And then when he stood in a higher place and looked at the condition of the poor people around him.
他没有传福音，他没有传。
He did not preach the gospel.
但是他为福音的使命祷告。
He prayed for the gospel commission.
他一直都为需要福音的人祷告。
And he prayed for the needs of the people for the gospel.
有一天下午他回来的时候
one day in the afternoon as he was returning home.
他流着眼泪对他的太太说。
And he with tears he was telling his wife.
他说你不去我不能够勉强。
He said, if you don't go, I cannot force you.
我不能够勉强我的孩子去。
I cannot compel my children to go.
我一定要去我非去不可。
I must go and I must go. I cannot help but to go.
于是当他去的时候，他就带着这福音的能力，承受着福音的使命，向那些人把耶稣基督十字架的道理传出来。
And when he went with the power of God, went with the gospel commission, mission, mandate, and he went with power.
有的时候基督徒好像在教会里面都是好像中产阶级的人，或者是比较好像知识程度高一点，但他的对象完全都是对穷人的。
And many people preach to the middle class, but his object was the poor people.
神就用这样的不同样的方法，一个完全注重话语，另外一个完全注重行动，来带领很多的人从罪恶的地方转回来，走向西安的大道，走到神的面前。
And God used different people with different gifts. One used the preaching of the word, and the other one used social actions to bring people to Christ and toward the Mount Zion and to proclaim the gospel.
单单社会的行动不够。
Only social action is not sufficient.
单单就是传扬神的话不够。
And only by the preaching of God is not sufficient.
有的时候我们好像很理论的在那讲神的道。
And many times we are too theoretical in part. Our proclamation. We need action.
但是如果我们行动没有神的话，成为我们的基础的话，结果也是失败。
If our social action without the foundation of a word of God, it is useless and futile.
对不起，我一定很坦白地告诉各位，救世军以后的失败就失败在那个地方。甚至今天，救世军还在这个地方失败，没有注重神的话，只有行动没有话。
May I humbly say this that the failure of the Salvation Army at one point later on and even to Today, because of the neglect of the foundation of the Word of God, we have to pay for the price for the gospel.
今天为什么我们没有看见很多的人，当他们悔改是那么的彻底，他们是这么样的能够有这样很深切的经验呢？因为我们没有付代价。
Why is it to today that we don't see radical conversion with deep convictions because we have not paid the price.
我没有流眼泪。
We have not shed tears.
只有眼泪能够感动别的人流泪。
Only with tears can move others for tears.
只有当我们肯付代价的时候，别的人也愿意信了耶稣之后，就要真正的做门徒，甚至付代价也说愿意。
Because we have not really set an example, paying the price, and for this reason, the follower of ours would not be willing to pay the price.
今天我们承受八十年代福音使命。
And today we want to carry out the Great Commission for the ages. We are not only have a slogan.
我们不要唱高调。
We are not only to just talk
about
it as beautiful thing. We must pay a price.
付代价。
Pay a price. And really pay a price.
是的，我们是在看到这个。
We ought to see this.
是的，耶稣基督他为什么他不讲话呢？
Why is it that the Lord was silent?
如果归纳起来就是一句话。
If we want to summarize it only in one word.
那句话是什么呢？
One sentence. What is that?
他甘心乐意的来承受十字架的救恩。
He voluntarily and gladly carry out the work of the Great Commission.
在希伯来书说，他说他看见摆在他前面的喜乐，甚至他愿意忍受十字架的苦难。
In the book of Hebrews said that he see the joy that is laid before him, he was willingly suffer affliction for us.
目标已经确定。
That goal is fixed.
神的旨意已经明显。
And God's will is manifested.
那我们还等什么呢？
What are we waiting?
我们就甘心乐意的，完完全全的就照着主的意思成就。
And we ought to be voluntarily and willingly and gladly walk toward that goal.
在希伯来书第十章引用在诗篇里面所说的话。
In Hebrew chapter 4, he was used, chapter 10, used the word of the psalmist.
他说，神啊，我来了，你为我预备了身体，我就愿意把自己完全的摆上。各位，你来了吗？你对神说，我来了，我真的来了，我愿意承受。
And the Lord said, Lord, you are God, Father, you have prepared a body for me, and I'm going. Now, God is asking, can we say this? God, you have given us, we are ready to go. Are we ready to go? A while ago, in the introduction, we talked about suffering. What do you mean by suffering?
在发出去给大家的那个大纲里面就讲到这个几点关于这个受苦的意思。
Down here in the outline that you see the several points of suffering.
第一，受苦他是没有罪的，他愿意成为罪。
And the first one is that he was sinless, and yet he
he's innocent.
He was innocent where others is guilty.
第二, he was enlightened. 他看了很清楚，虽然别的人看不清楚。
And the second point is that he was enlightened while other is blind.
第三, 他是 voluntary, 他是甘心乐意的，甘愿的来受苦。
And then thirdly, voluntary when he remained silent.
第四，他是替代的，他愿意付上赎罪的代价。
Fourthly is vicarious. His sorrow affects us.
这是受苦的奥秘。
That is the mystery of suffering.
我们很难解释为什么人要受苦呢？
It's very difficult for us to explain why do people suffer.
当然因为人犯罪。
Because of course it's because man has sinned.
有一次有些门徒问耶稣说，为什么这个人是瞎眼的？
And one time when the disciple came to Jesus, why is this man suffer blindness?
是他犯罪吗？
Is that because of his sin?
如果是他自己犯罪的话，
If he sin himself,
罪与罚是连在一起的。
Sin and penalty, they go together.
那他是自作自受的，他应该受这样苦难。
Because he did that, therefore the consequence that he received is just.
如果不是他自己犯罪，是不是他父母犯了罪了呢？
Now if it's not his sin, is that his parents' sin?
也许因为父母的罪连累到他。
And maybe because of the sins of the parents affected him.
很多的时候我们想到苦难的时候也会想到这个。
And many times when we face suffering, we think the same thing of the same way.
可能是直接的是自己犯罪，所以罪有应得，应该受的刑罚。
And some, we thought that maybe it is directly related to what we have done in sinning.
也许因为别的人连累到我们，所以我们受苦。
Maybe we are suffering for someone else's mistakes.
很奇怪，耶稣否认这两点。
But very surprising that Jesus denied both of this.
耶稣说，也不是这个人自己犯罪。
Jesus said, not this, neither this man's sin,
也不是他父母犯罪
，nor his parents.
是要显出神的荣耀。
But it is to demonstrate the glory of God. 好
像还是没有一个清楚的答案。
And it seems that still not a very clear answer.
也只等到主耶稣基督自己钉十字架。就让我们能够明白是什么意思。
Until Jesus went and be hung on the cross, then we fully understand this mystery of suffering.
耶稣为什么要钉十字架？
Why did Jesus have to suffer?
是他自己犯罪吗？
Did he sin?
当然不是。
No.
是别的人犯罪连累的他吗？
Is it other people's sin as a result of other people's sin?
不是，因为他可以逃避十字架。他可以不要顶十字架。
No, because he can escape it and he doesn't have to face it.
但是他甘心乐意的愿意顶十字架。
But he was willingly took upon himself to, for others.
原来受苦还有一个目的，还有一个性质。
But there is another meaning for suffering.
Redemptive suffering, 救赎的受苦。
That is the redemptive suffering.
是救赎的，有救赎的意义。
There is a redemptive significance.
我不知道应该用什么来解释。
I don't know how to explain this.
我想还是用《使徒行传》里面保罗跟希腊的经验。
And the best I can illustrate is to with Paul and Silas.
因为保罗、希腊在腓立比的地方传福音啊，结果被官府抓起来，放在监牢里面，又打了他们了，他们就这样的受苦。
And when Paul and Silas preached at Philippi, and they were imprisoned, and they were beaten and stricken.
如果我是保罗、希腊的话
，If I were Paul and Silas,
我心里面一定觉得很难过，也很伤心，也很气愤，甚至于要发怨言了。
And I would be really, I feel real mad, bad, and I will feel real sad. Maybe I become very indignant.
神啊，你不是叫我去传福音吗？那为什么还要给人家挨，给人家打呢
？God. Am I not preaching the gospel? Are we not preaching the gospel? Why is it that we have to suffer? Why do we have to suffer?
但是感谢主，因为保罗跟希拉明白十字架的道理。
But thank God that Paul and Silas understood the message of the gospel.
因为 the cross.
And the meaning of the cross.
因为明白十字架就是这个道理。
Because the meaning of the cross means exactly that.
仆人一定要受苦。
A servant must suffer.
福音的传人一定要付代价。
The messenger must pay a price.
所以他们非但没有心里面觉得不高兴，甚至他们充满着喜乐，而且唱起歌来。
Not only did they not complain, but instead filled with joy.
有的人说，这保罗还会唱歌，他唱出来的歌一定也不好听。
Some people wonder is that Paul, can he really sing? If he sings, and I don't think it's very beautiful.
他不是一个艺术家，他写的东西啊，好像都是神学家、哲学家的意味。
And he is not an artist. When he writes like a theologian, and is without much artistic beauty in it.
而且保罗老是讲到啊，他的喉咙都讲坏，唱出来还很好听。
And Paul was continuously preaching, and maybe his voice is already spoiled.
但是我们知道，赞美神的声音不是在口头上，不是在声带上，是从内心里面发出来的。所以当他们唱的那个时候，众囚犯侧耳听了。
We praise God that the real praising God is not just the mouth nor the voice, but it is the song that is rising out from within.
甚至不但是唱得那么好啊，而且有的人说，我有一次我就看到说有一个人这样解释，他说地大震动，因为这个神都觉得保罗跟希拉唱得还不够好啊，他们也许叹了还是巴雷通啊，所以他就用贝斯用这地大震动来配合的时候，那就成为一个非常伟大的 chorus part.
Somebody explained, he said, well.Paul and Silas they did not really sing that well. Maybe one tenor and one bass did not sing well enough. And God shook the earth and gave them the real bass, so that you know that make it a real chorus.
如果保罗跟希拉没有受苦
If Paul and Silas did not suffer,
腓立比的监牢的管理员大概不会信耶稣
And that jailer would have never become a Christian. Impossible for him to become Christians.
这个囚犯的 关囚犯的人呢，大概也不是很好人的，因为他老是对着这囚犯，也非常的残忍。
Those jailers, they are the most, because they face the prisoners all the time, and they would be, they are very, their hearts are hardened and very cruel.
恶人在落在恶人的手里，那就糟透了。
And if you fall into the hands of the evil man, you are really in trouble.
但是需要付这个代价。
But you have to pay the price.
因为受苦就是救赎的意义。
And because suffering is the real meaning of redemption.
所以我们就看到这里边就是受苦的奥秘。
So we see here the mystery of suffering.
我们有很多的时候不能够明白为什么受苦。
Very many times we don't understand why do we suffer.
在我们人生的经验里面，有很多的时候我们不明白是 mystery， 我们不明白为什么有这样的事。
In our experience, in our human experiences, we face so many sufferings and we don't understand why.
各位，如果你看约伯记的时候，你就能够明白这个意思。
And if you read the book of Job, you may understand.
有两个意思。
There are two meanings.
一个意思就是 mystery， 根本不能明白。
And one is mystery is always a mystery.
当这个 mystery 成为 miracle， 成为神迹，因为神的恩典就借着受苦就能够改变。
And but when mystery become a miracle, then we see the grace of God manifest in and through it.
Suffering itself is a miracle. 这受苦的本身就是这个，哦，就是神迹的意思。
Okay.
Yeah. 所以我们就现在看下去，我们正是觉得神就这样的成就他的工作。
And we see that God has accomplished His purpose this way.
那么然后我们就看到怎么样，他就在第十节里面说，耶和华却定义将他压伤，叫他受痛苦。
And in verse 4, that God
verse 10, that
the Lord crushed him and caused him to suffer.
于是我们就能够看到。这一节圣经就让我们想到，在新约里面不是讲到吗？这位被杀的羔羊是什么时候被杀的？是为还没有创立世界以前，已经是被杀的羔羊。
Now, in the New Testament that we read, the Lamb of God was slain. When was the God was slain? He was slain before the foundation of the world.
换句话说，在创造以前，他已经预备了救赎啊。
And in other words, that before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world, redemption is already planned and accomplished.
整个的历史都是救恩的历史，都是神只有一个目的，而在历史里面成就他一件事情，就是救赎。
The whole history is a redemptive history, and the whole purpose of history is to show us that God will accomplish His goal.
所以你我，我们有历史的意识，我们要担负起来这个历史的责任。
And so that we understand the meaning of history, and we have to carry out the mandate of history. We are servants of God. We are God's message carrier. We have to receive the gospel commission. When we receive this gospel commission, we have to pay a price.
我们在这里面所看到的不但是忧患的主，不但是震怒的主，而且我们所看到这是满足的主。
什么？
满足啊 ，satisfying.
We are not only seeing a suffering Christ, and we are not seeing a sorrowful Christ, but we are also seeing a satisfying Christ.
于是我们就看到有许多人。他就能够因为认识我的义仆被称为义，我们就看到他这位仆人，他看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足啊。
And down here, after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. And his knowledge of my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
救恩已经成就了。
The salvation is accomplished. Redemption is accomplished.
当他付上了劳苦的代价。
Because he paid for the price of his labor.
有的时候我们说信了耶稣了，我们的心里就快乐。信了耶稣之后，我们心里就满足。真的吗？
And many times we preach, he said that when we become a Christian, our hearts will be satisfied. When we become a Christian, our heart will be filled with joy. Is that really true?
但事实上好像不是这样。
And But in reality, it's not really so.
为什么不是这样?
Why is not so?
因为我们没有承受福音的使命。
Because we have not received the gospel commission.
因为我们没有付上福音的代价，劳苦的代价。
Because we have not paid the price of for laboring for the gospel.
所以我们就失去了这样的福分。
Because for this reason, we have lost out that blessing.
所以有的人就能够从这个世界里面所延长年日。看到主耶稣基督的复活。
Which verse?
Verse 10.
Many people said that his days was prolonged because will prosper in his hand.
Means the resurrection.
Means his resurrection.
在第十一节里面所说到的，让那些人成为义，就是讲到称义的功效，因为救恩就是称义的道理。
Now down here that many people are justified, that means that the people are being made right before God, and that is the result of the redemption.
在十二节里面说到的，他虽然是轻把命轻到以至于死，但是他有强盛的军风罗物，意思就是说他完全的得胜，他是一个得胜者的姿态，让我们看到他已经得胜了，我们也可以得胜。
Now therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressor. He bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressor. Down here means that he was a triumphant Christ, and as a result of the triumphant Christ, and he is a victorious Christ, and so when we are in Christ, we are also triumphant and victorious.
现在他长远活着，为我们众人祷告，正好像在这里所说的，又为罪犯代求。
He is forever liveth, and so making intercession for us.
那么福音的果效，救赎的福音的果效怎么样？
The redemptive results, what is it?
差传的工作。
It is the work of missions.
在54章的第一节到第三节，我们就看到差传的信息。
And then from chapter 54, verses 1 to 4, we see the work of missions.
我们在这里看到说，要扩张你帐幕之地，要张开你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，要坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左右都要开仗，你的后裔必定多国为业，又是荒凉的城业，有人居住啊。
Down here, they use many descriptive terms. The barren woman bore a child, a shout of joy, and so on. Enlarge the place of your tent. All these descriptive terms, it is to spread the gospel.
1790, May 30th. William Carey.就是一位最有名的这个宣教士，他就用这段圣经成为他要拆传的意象。
And William Carey used this portion, the great missionary used this portion of scripture for his
missionary endeavor.
Missionary endeavor.
所以我们就是 modern missionary era, 在现代的这个宣教的时代就开始了。我们今天还是要往前走，因为神就这样的为我们成就他的工作。
At that time, the new missionary era has begun, and now we ought to continue to march on to this great commission.
我们受了时间的限制，请各位来看55章。
And because of the time limitation, shall we look at verse chapter 55?
我们能够看到一节一节的这个圣经，只能够把大概的意思，同时重点来说出来。
And then we look at verse by verse, and we only emphasize the important points.
我们知道从第一节到第二节里面就说到这个福音的呼召。福音的邀请。
And verses 1 and 2, we talk about the gospel invitation.
我们看到讲到水。讲到酒，讲到奶，不需要花钱，白白的，因为神的恩典就是那么奇妙。
We talk about water, and we talk about milk, and we talk about bread, and all these are free.
我们知道这个水是叫人能够解渴的，这是指着神的真理。酒是指着喜乐，奶是指着滋养 nourishment.
Now, water is to quench the thirst of the human soul, andMilk is to give us nourishment, and then bread
is wine, and wine for joy.
Why is for joy?
这就是救恩的内容。
And that is the content of redemption. That is the content of the gospel.
从第三节到第五节。
And from verse 3 to verse 5,
second stanza, 我们看到又是一幅很美丽的图画。
And then in this second stanza, we see another beautiful picture.
他说我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
And down here, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my unfailing kindness promised to David.
我们记得在耶利米书里面说，耶和华要以永远的爱爱你。也是讲到永远的约，因为神是永远的神。
And we remember Jeremiah said, "I will love you with an everlasting love." That everlasting love as a result of the everlasting covenant of God with us.
特别是讲到与大卫所立的约。
And as particularly the covenant that we make with David.
在哪个地方记载呢？
Where did it record it?
撒母耳记下第七章里面所记载的。
That is in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
因为当大卫要盖圣殿的时候，神就说：“你现在虽然不能盖圣殿，但是我向你应许，以后以色列的王位一直要在你的家里面。”
And when David was trying to build the temple, where God said, "You don't build a temple, but your kingdom will be continue to perpetuate from generation to generation."
所以从这个思想里面就发展以色列人弥赛亚的盼望。
And from this thought, the thought of Messiah being generated.
因为弥赛亚一定是大卫的儿子。
Because the Messiah has to come from the descendants of David.
无怪乎在耶利哥的外面城外，当一瞎子知道耶稣过来的时候，他就大声的叫：“大卫的子孙啊，大卫的儿子，大卫的子孙啊，你可怜我吧。”
When Jesus was walking by Jericho, and the blind man crying out to Jesus. He said, "Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David."
我们记得在以赛亚书前半段，就是从第一章第三到三十五章里面。
And we know that Isaiah from chapter 39.
他说，或者我们稍微再把它弄得窄一点，从第七章到第十二章。
Maybe we narrow down a little bit from chapter 7 to chapter 12.
所以 Emmanuel prophecy, 以马内利的预言。
And that is Emmanuel prophecy.
我们记得在这个第七章里面必有童女怀孕生子，我们要把他叫名字叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
Now in chapter 7 it said that a virgin will conceive and then his name will call Emmanuel.
我们记得在第九章里面不是有这个有一必有婴孩为我们而生啊，他的名字就叫做是奇妙的，是测试，而且他是全能的神，永代的父，和平的君。
And in chapter 9, that a child is born, that his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, and Everlasting Father,
and
the Mighty God.
所以我们就看到在第十一章里面怎么说，这位弥赛亚，他是从耶西的根必发一条啊，这个 branch idea 就是表明是从大卫家里面出来的。
And then in chapter 11, talk about the root.That comes from Jesse, that is David's father.
我们所看到的是 royal ideology, 相信这个弥赛亚是一位君王，是一位很显赫的君王，很威武的君王。
And then down here we see a royal ideology.
但是我们这几天所看到的这位弥赛亚是一位怎么样的弥赛亚？
But in the last few days, what kind of Messiah are we seeing?
是 servant motif, 是一个受苦的仆人。
It is a suffering motif as a servant motif.
我们就知道，当耶稣基督来到这个世界的时候，有的人要叫他做君王，他不做，他说我是仆人。我是来服侍人的，就让我们看到这幅图画。
And when Jesus came to this earth, when people want to make him king, he said, "No, I have come to minister, not to be ministered."
所以在我们的教会里面没有王，没有领袖，只有仆人。
And therefore, in the church today, we have no kings, we have no leaders, we only have servants.
好像主耶稣基督一样。
And just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在第三个 stanza 里面，第三段里面，从第六节一直到第八节。
And then from verse
第九节
the third stanza, that is from verse 6 to verse 9, we have this.
这里面就是福音的呼召，再呼召，说是当趁耶和华看寻找的时候，寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
That is the calling of the gospel. Why seek ye the Lord? Why he may be found? Call on him while he is near. That is the calling of the gospel.
要归向耶和华，要当归向我们的神。
And we ought to return and return and return to the Lord.
归向什么意思呢？
What do you mean by return?
旧约里面讲到的归向就是悔改的意思。
And when the Old Testament used the word return means repentance.
各位，你记得在何西阿书第六章里面曾经有这样的记载。
You remember in Hosea chapter 6 there is such a saying.
说来吧，我们归向耶和华。
Let's come and return to the Lord.
因为当他出现的时候，好像早晨的阳光一样。
When he comes out just like the sun rising in the morning.
我们知道太阳没有转变。
And we know that the sun is unchanged.
转变的是地球。
And it is the earth that changes.
我们知道当浪子离开父亲的时候。
And we know when the prodigal son left the father.
他跟父亲背道而驰，越走越远，越走越远。
And when he was going the other direction, turning away from the father, he went further and further.
结果就有贫穷。
And the end result was poverty.
有饥饿。
And hunger.
有卑贱。
And
卑贱就是 humiliation.
Humiliation.
他当时他就觉悟过来，他说我为什么在这里受苦呢？
Then he was awakened. He said, Why is it that I have to suffer?
他从理智方面觉得他不需要在那里受苦。
Intellectually, he knows that he ought not to suffer.
在情绪方面，他知道父亲爱他。
And in his emotion, he knows that his father loves him.
而且他的 willpower, 他说我要起来，他真的起来了，他就把他的方向转变。
And then when in his pure power, he determined to go back and he returned home.
本来是这样的方向，现在转过来，越走越近，越走越近，越近越近。那个时候，父亲就面向着他，好像阳光就向着我们一样。
And at first the direction is going that way, but when he returned, as he comes near, come in front of the father, just like the morning sun shining right on him.
神完全没有转动的影儿。
In God there is no shadow of changes.
只有要我们改变。要我们觉悟，要我们转过方向，求主帮助我们，要我们个人的人生要定方向 ，orientation， 要定这个方向应该往哪里去。
Only do we have to change, because God never changes. If we turn to Him, and He will give us directions.
今天我们北美的华人，世界的华人的教会，我们应该确定我们的方向，向着神要给我们的标杆指
标。And today, the church in North America and the Chinese church worldwide ought to determine that goal and to follow.After that goal to follow Christ.
当我们定方向的时候，我们不要自作聪明。
And when we have decided our goal, we ought not to use our own human-generated wisdom.
只要认定他，他必定指引我们的路。
And when we fix our eyes on Him, and He will direct our path.
因为耶和华说，他说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Because the Lord said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways."
然后我们就看到第四个 stanza 第四段的地方 and, 就从十节到十一节
and verse 10 and 11 can make up the fourth stanza
着重神的话
and talk about the emphasis on the word of God
雨雪从天而降并不返回却滋润地土然后他就说第十一节说我口所出的话也必如此不突然返回却要成就我所喜悦的
He said that watering the earth and make it bud and flourish. And then we go in 11, that the words that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me void or empty.
我们就在这里面看到雨雪，雨，下雨是什么意思？
And we, down here we see rain and snow. What does it mean?
雨是公义的雨。
Rain is the righteous rain.
有的时候雨是指的苦难，有的时候指的公义。
And rain sometimes speaks of suffering, and sometimes speaks of righteousness.
我们也知道，当挪亚他这个有洪水的灾殃之后啊，结果雨水就停止了，那个水就退去了，神就叫他从方舟里面出来。当他在方舟里面出来的时候，他看见红的 rainbow 在这个云彩那里出现，还是阴云密布的时候，但是应许的彩虹就出现。
Now you remember that Noah, that after the flood, and then when the water subsided, and then you see a rainbow even in the cloudy sky.
我们也想到这个雨也是指的公义，正好像刚才我们所提到的何西阿书里面，因为在何西阿书不但是第六章里面提到，在第十章里面更强调。
And now that was a rain of judgment, but now we see a rain of righteousness.
我们想到在何西阿书第十章里面
In Hosea chapter 4
怎么说第十节第十章里面
In Hosea chapter 10, verse
12. 第十二节，第十章的第十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
你们要为自己栽种公义，就要收割慈爱。现今正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。
Sow for yourself righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you.
这就是 Charles Finley 在一个大的 The Great Awakening 里的时候，就是把这个很重要的这个信息要传出来。
And this is the passage that Charles Finney, in the Great Awakening, and that's one of the passages that he used.
要开垦你们的荒地。
And you have to plow your ground.
这个地不是处女地，不是没有开垦过。我开垦之后啊，我很没有多久的时候，长满了这个杂草，根本雨水都不能够透露。
And down here referring is not just the ground that was unplowed before, but it was been plowed, but later on grew with weeds, that the weeds are so thick and so much that even the rain cannot penetrate.
今天华人教会要承受福音的使命，第一步一定要把荒地要整个的开垦啊，然后土松了。公义的鱼才能够下来。
And so today, if we, our Chinese church, were to do the work, we have to plow the ground in order, and soften the ground in order for the rain to soak the soil and penetrate into the soil.
最末了就是十二节、十三节里面怎么说
的 ？And lastly, at the chapter, verse 12 and 13,
好像是一个赞美诗一样。
It is a hymn. It seems like a hymn of praise. It's a doxology.
我们在十二节、十三节，让我们大家读出来。
And we shall read together, chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。大山、小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌，松树长出，代替荆棘；番石榴长出，代替蒺藜。这要为耶和华留名。作为永远的证据，不能剪除。我们英文就不读了，但是呢，我很盼望各位能够思想这两节圣经。
We shall not read the English, but I'd like you to meditate on these two verses.
再一次讲到的 New Exodus, 新的出埃及的经验。
And this is another New Exodus.
要出来，欢欢喜喜的出来。
And come out gladly.
平平安安的蒙引导。
And then, peacefully, I will reach you.
有一个极大的改变 ，the great transformation of nature.
It's a great transformation of nature.
因为甚至于连荆棘、蒺藜都改变，成为松树跟番石榴。
And because the trees and the different kind, the pine trees and the other the trees will change.
神的恩典把一切都改变。
And God's grace changes everything.
把不好的变成好的。
From the bad turn into good.
把华人教会的潜力发挥出来。
And to release the potentials of the Chinese church.
把它做起来。
And bring it up.
欢欢喜喜的。
Gladly.
平平安安的。
And peacefully.
我们就带着福音的使命。
And we carry the great gospel mission and march on.
耶稣说：“起来，我们走吧。”
And Jesus said, "Arise, let us go." Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为今天早晨，当我们看到十字架，当我们思想十字架，当我们领受十字架的恩惠，我们不能够不流着眼泪对主说：“主啊，你实在爱我们，
yes,
我们怎么能够不爱你呢？”主啊，你既然付上那么大的代价。我们也需要付代价，为的就是补满基督患肉体患难的缺欠。主啊，你帮助引导我们，让我们真是能够承受了福音的大能，承受福音的使命，能够勇往直前，欢欢喜喜、平平安安的。我们知道你的恩典把一切都改变了，都更新了。求主你叫我们有这样的信念，一直的手系着手的，一直的往前走。求主你自己的灵继续做感动引导。激励的工作，叫我们就在你的面前跟随你的脚中行。不但这样，我们也看到有更多的人能够看到羊群的脚中，也能够跟着走，一直走向你的宝座。求主你带领引导我们，求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
阿门，阿门。